Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partner, KAPR AM 930 in Douglas, serving all of Cochise and southeastern Arizona. We live stream the show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and at the station's website, kvoi.com. You can hear our programs on any one of three venues, my website, buckmastershow.com, Tucson Sentinel, Tucson's online news service, and tucsoncitizen.com also graciously carry the Buckmaster Show. We get things rolling on this newly minted Wednesday afternoon with Barbara LaWall, Pima County Attorney. 20 minutes past the hour, we will preview the Relay for Life benefit for the American Cancer Society. And then in the second portion of the Buckmaster Show, we will talk with Margaret Regan, the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly and the Buckmaster Show contributor on the arts. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. Now on to our lead story. A recent Arizona Daily Star story points out that Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall's violent crime unit took 61 people to trial on murder charges in the last 5 years, and just over half were convicted of what they were charged with. The Star quoted defense attorney Dan Cooper saying that the community ought to be outraged that Barbara LaWall and her prosecutors are not winning 80-90% of the cases as charged. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line is Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall. Barbara, how are you this afternoon? Barbara, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, we've got you now, Barbara. What do you make of this story and this defense attorney who is very critical that you are not winning 80-90% of those murder cases?
Oh, I have a couple of comments. This story was sort of like a dog bites man story. Not much of a story at all. And the reason for that is, well, first of all, let me make some corrections to the story.
Okay.
I don't know where that 61 came from. There were 55, and it's corrected on the charts on the second page of the story. But out of the 55 first-degree murder trials, we had 39 of those folks that were convicted of either first- or second-degree murder, which is very close to first-degree. That's an 80% conviction rate there. Overall, we only had 4 acquittals out of that 55, so that's a 92% conviction rate. If, in fact, my office were winning 80 or 90% of all of the cases on first-degree murder charges, the defense attorneys like Dan Cooper would be out there screaming that we weren't taking the hard, tough cases, we were taking only the slam dunks to trial. So, no prosecutor's office is going to win every first-degree murder case on first-degree murder. Because jurors are given instructions. They're given instructions on all of the lessers. Defense attorneys very vigorously argue for lesser convictions. And that's the reason they go to trial on first-degree murder cases. If they thought that we were going to win on first-degree murder on everything, they would just throw down the towel and plead to first-degree murder, because they wouldn't have any chance of persuading a jury on a lesser. So then another thing that the public needs to know is many of those cases that are first-degree murder are what is known as felony murder cases. They're not premeditated murder, but you charge first-degree murder when a death occurs in the course of committing another violent offense, such as an armed robbery or an aggravated assault, drive-by shooting. And child abuse. So if a jury finds, for instance, on a first-degree murder child abuse case, that there wasn't intentional child abuse, the felony murder goes away completely and it becomes reckless, which becomes manslaughter or a negligent homicide.
So
that accounts for the results it was just really a non-story. We had a 92% conviction rate on murder cases.
And then I was going to ask you about your overall conviction rate is in that ballpark as well, isn't it?
Oh, that's correct. And that takes into account all prosecutors' offices measure convictions by the result that occurs on a disposition. Was there a conviction, the ratio of convictions to cases prosecuted? So that includes plea agreements.
But overall, it felt like kind of the tone of the story was that Barbara LaWall and her prosecutors just are falling short. That was kind of the tone, I thought.
Well, that may have been the tone, but that isn't the case. I can assure you that's not the case. My office has been producing astonishing, outstanding results for years and years and years. So I'm very proud of what we do, and I'll absolutely defend it.
The Pima County budget is out. How does your Pima County prosecutors, the county attorney's office, look in this upcoming county budget, Barbara?
Well, we look the same as all the other departments. Mr. Huckleberry's budget is a maintenance of effort budget, which means that there's no new monies at all. And we're really going to be hurt because of this economy, Bill. We've lost about half our grants, and the amount of money that we've lost in grants affects about 29 people in my office. And so we're going to have a real struggle. Our attrition is going to have to increase, and we're going to have to hold many, many, many more positions open, which then puts another burden on those folks who are working in my office to absorb their caseloads and their workloads. But that's the only way we're going to be able to survive without doing layoffs.
And how will these grants that you are losing, how is that going to impact the public, Barbara?
Well, our Southwest border grant is going away. Our drug prosecution grants have been severely reduced. Some of our domestic violence grants have gone away. So what that's going to do is that's going to leave vacant positions. So as people leave in the office, we aren't going to be able to fill these positions in order to keep the folks on that are staying on.
Are your salaries competitive with private industry?
Oh, my goodness, no.
Well, tell me about it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the private industry that we have to compete with is private law firms. And private law firms pay very, very well. Right now, there's not a lot of hiring going on in the private sector because they're hurting as much as we are. But when they do hire, they hire people right out of law school at almost $100,000. You know, $96,000, $94,000 for people that have had virtually no experience. And, you know, our starting salary is $57,000. So it's half of what they could earn in the private sector.
The programs that help victims, will they be impacted by this budget, Barbara LaWall?
Yes, to some degree they will, because as victim advocates leave, we're not going to be able to go out there and fill their positions. So that means if we have more victim advocates leave, and the interesting thing is they're often leaving for social service jobs in the nonprofit sector that pay more than what Pima County pays. Mm-hmm. So people can go to Emerge and get a position as an advocate at Emerge, and it pays more than what we're paying. So things are bad.
We're speaking with Barbara LaWall, Pima County Attorney, and Barbara is running, standing for re-election. Barbara, when were you first elected?
In 1996.
In 96. So you're going again for another four-year term. And what will the theme of this campaign be? Why are you urging people to retain you in office?
Well, I believe it's because I have the skills, the experience, the competencies to be an effective administrator, a good administrator, and I have a vision for the office. I'm very, very proud of all of the programs that I've brought on board since 1996 that didn't exist before, the expansion of our victim services program, the prevention programs for youth. So I have a very clearly defined vision, and I have the experience and the leadership to run this office and run it well.
Barbara LaWall with us on the Buckmaster Show. So getting back to your overall conviction rate, 91-92%, you say really the facts speak for themselves. For those folks who read that Arizona Daily Star article and perhaps raised a few eyebrows, you're contending, from what I hear, kind of much ado about nothing.
Absolutely much ado about nothing. And, you know, I think if people need to know that second-degree murder is very, very close to first-degree murder, and between first and second-degree murder, we had an 80% conviction rate on those cases, and then there were only 8 other cases that got lesser. One of them was child abuse, one was a negligent homicide, and 6 manslaughter. Easily explained, and it's exactly precisely what one would expect.
Okay, Barbara LaWall, have a great afternoon. Thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Barbara LaWall with us on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up now on 12:15 on Buckmaster, coming up next, talk about a very important issue. It's coming up. It's the Relay for Life presented by the American Cancer Society here in Tucson and Vail. That's coming up as we continue with the midweek edition of Buckmaster on KVOI, The Voice.
One of Broadway's biggest hits is on tour and coming soon. Disney and Cameron Mackintosh's Mary Poppins, live on stage. Variety raves, Mary Poppins is the rare touring production that over-delivers at every level. And now is your chance to experience it.
Disney's Mary Poppins, May 16th through the 20th at the Tucson Music Hall. Tickets start at $29. Purchase tickets at BroadwayInTucson.com or call 1-800-745-3000.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the midweek edition on this Wednesday. And if you would like to join us on the Buckmaster Show live line, you can give us a call at 790-2040. The American Cancer Society's Relay for Life is coming up on Friday, May the 18th and 19th from 4 in the afternoon to 7 a.m. at Empire High School in Vail. Joining me in studio on the Buckmaster Show, Terry Tutt is with us. Terry is the Community Relationship Manager for the American Cancer Society here in Tucson, and Jennifer Fishencord. Jennifer is Volunteer Publicity Co-Chair for the Relay for Life Tucson Vail event. Terry and Jennifer, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Terry, this is an exciting event, and it's different from the usual walks. Not that those are in any way invalid, but this is a very important one as well, that it's an overnight event.
It is.
Tell me a little bit about it.
So in 1985, a gentleman named Gordy Klatt, who unfortunately was just diagnosed with stomach cancer, and all these years he had not been a cancer survivor until just recently, he was a runner and decided to do an event where he ran overnight and got sponsors. And as the night was progressing, people would come and support him, and they'd bring him water, and they'd put a tent up. And so he started getting sponsors, and here we are 28 years later, now doing what's called Relay for Life, meaning someone from your team walks on the track at all times. So that's how it becomes this relay. And it's an amazing event to depict the survivorship of what a cancer survivor might have to go through, the darkness through the event, the tiredness of being up all night. The slogan is, cancer never sleeps. So for one night, neither will we.
Jennifer, what about your own experience? Well, actually, both you and Terry are cancer survivors. Do you find that this, as Terry was talking about, this going through the stages of cancer really is reflected in the Relay for Life?
Very much so. It as a cancer survivor, I will get my 2-year clearance in June, but this is my 5th year doing Relay, so I've been on both sides of it as a someone who did not have cancer and then someone who does. And it really is very healing, and it just helps you kind of go through the process to be with other people who've been in similar situations that you have. And yeah, so I mean, it's a very incredible opportunity. It's an opportunity also for me to give back with the life that I've been given. I can absolutely, you know, make a difference through American Cancer Society.
Jennifer, give us a few of the details about if folks want to get involved in this event, how do they go about doing it?
Well, right now we have 57 teams signed up online, and as Terry said, that this is created for teams of 7 to 10 people, and they camp out at Empire High School overnight, and it becomes a big carnival, safe family event for anybody in all generations. We do ask that there's one person on the team to be walking the track. In order to help us stay up all night, there's all kinds of really fun activities. But the major, most important ceremonies are, the first of all is the survivor caregiver lap, which is, we start the evening off with that. And this is an opportunity for survivors to publicly thank their caregivers and to celebrate survivalship. As it starts to get dark, we turn off the lights around the track and we light luminarias. And this is in honor of and in memory of cancer survivors. We kind of touch at the heartstrings and, like I said, it's a very healing type of ceremony. And then we turn the lights on and stay up all night.
Terry, this event, how many years have you been doing this event?
The very first year I was actually a survivor speaker there at the Tucson Vale Relay, and then became staff for the Cancer Society.
And what was your experience with it? How emotional was this for you?
It was very emotional, but it was a good opportunity. It felt healing. It's a camaraderie for all of us to be there together. And when you become a survivor, the fight that you have within you is amazing. There are so many survivors out there that have this go-get-it attitude, you know, and that is exactly what I think a survivor depicts nowadays, is that whole feeling of we're going to beat this and we're going to find a cure. I always tell people I want them to work me out of a job.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful? Mm-hmm. And people don't realize, I don't think most people realize, Terry Tutt, that there are over 200 types of cancer.
Yeah.
So while cancer, one type of cancer, we may have made great progress, others we have not. So in the overall umbrella, we really need a targeted cure for each and every one of them, don't we?
And that's a great point. The Relay for Life encompasses all types of cancers. So whereas there are great organizations that are specifically for one type, the Relay for Life encompasses all, and we honor and in memory of all those who have fought and won and survived, you know. For example, one of the American Cancer Society grants, we just had a $1.3 million grant at the UMC for breast cancer. And because it is such a prevalent, as you see, there's two of us sitting here before you. So it's important to fund all cancers, but that one in specific, too.
We're speaking with Terry Tutt. She's the Community Relationship Manager for the American Cancer Society here in Tucson. And Jennifer Fischencourt is also with me in studio. She is volunteer publicity co-chair for really an exciting event. This, if you've not heard about this, Relay for Life Tucson/Vail. It will be taking place at Empire High School. Things getting underway about 4:15 in the afternoon, going all night till 7 a.m. And Jennifer, reflect on some of your feelings when you first had a diagnosis that you had cancer.
Well, nobody expects to hear you have cancer. And I was
probably the most dreaded words that any human being probably can hear.
Well, yeah. And I truly was a healthy individual. I'd never been in the hospital. I just went for my very, very first mammogram, and they found something a little suspicious, and they did a biopsy, and then they did another biopsy. And like I said, nobody ever expects that's going to happen to you, especially at such a young age. For me, And the truth of the matter is for anybody who ever has to hear those words, you have cancer, it's life-changing. And you always have a choice on which way you want to change your life. Are you going to fight? And are you going to stand up for those people who continue to fight? And are you going to remember those people who unfortunately lost their fight?
Yeah, you've got a choice, don't you?
Oh,
on
absolutely.
You can reflect on hearing those words, Terry Tutt. Everyone has the choice and will probably approach it in their own way, right?
Exactly. When you hear those words, you have cancer, and then you pick yourself up off the floor, you make that decision. The American Cancer Society, how I met Jennifer is she had come into the office for one of our free services that we offer.
Tell a little bit about the services that you offer at the American Cancer Society here.
I appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak about that. So the very first pillar of the American Cancer Society is research. The second is education. The third is free services to patients, and then we advocate for all those services. One of the programs that we have is Road to Recovery, where we take patients to and from their visits. Another is called the Look Good, Feel Better program, where women get to come to the office, and it's facilitated by a licensed cosmetologist. They teach you how to apply makeup, how to apply moisture, how to draw on your eyebrows, who would have ever thought that you would need to learn to do that. But there are so many services. We also have a patient navigator that helps you navigate through the system.
So you probably get calls every day from someone who just heard those dreaded words, don't you?
Exactly. We also have that 1-800 number, which is 1-800-227-2345. And cancer.org.
There is support for people in this community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Local, just right here in your hometown.
Okay, Jennifer. Jennifer Fischenkord, Publicity Chair. Give us kind of the wrap-up of this Relay for Life, what people need to know. Go ahead and summarize it for us.
Well, we ask everybody to come out and and go to the website of relayforlife.org, Tucson Vale AZ. They can register to come to our event. They can support on-site fundraising. It's still definitely not too late to start a team if they've already got 7 to 10 people that would love to join them. Get on the website and find out how they can get involved.
Again, it's May 18th, overnight May 18th, Empire High School in Vale and KVOI, this radio station, very proud to be one of the publicity and sponsors for this event.
Yes, thank
you. Ladies, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
All righty. We come up now on the bottom of the hour here. We are half past noon. Steve Kay, Councilman Steve Kasachek, will join us next on the Buckmaster Show as we continue on a Wednesday afternoon.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has just made it official he is ending his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. The campaign comes to an end just about a year after Gingrich announced he was seeking the GOP nomination. 13 people are facing charges in the death of a drum major at Florida A&M University. A prosecutor says 11 of them will face a felony hazing charge. A judge in Northeast Ohio says a 17-year-old boy charged in a school shooting is mentally competent to stand trial in the deaths of three students. He'll stand trial as an adult. Almost a week inside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, a blind Chinese activist has emerged. He's been taken to a nearby hospital. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 31 points. More details at srnnews.com.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTrans, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
One of Broadway's biggest hits is on tour and coming soon. Disney and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins, live on stage. Variety raves, Mary Poppins is the rare touring production that over-delivers at every level. And now is your chance to experience it.
Disney's Mary Poppins, May 16th through the 20th at the Tucson Music Hall. Tickets start at $29. Purchase tickets at BroadwayInTucson.com or call 1-800-745-3000.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and this portion of the Buckmaster Show is made possible by one of our new sponsors, Adobe House Antiques. Specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art, Adobe House Antiques is located in the beautiful Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, just north of the Blue Willow. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. We really like that store. Steve Kasachek, Tucson City Councilman, joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Councilman, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing, Bill?
Doing pretty well, Steve. I'm looking over these the state budget. The lawmakers are in session right now, wrapping up their session. I saw something about $45 million that will be spread out to cities across the state for pothole repair. Maybe Tucson will get a couple million dollars. Who knows, huh?
Well, that's a drop in the bucket. You know, we're beyond potholes in this community. We're at road reconstruction, and I've been pushing both at the city, the county, the RTA, and the state level for people to start freeing up some serious cash to take care of this problem in the city of Tucson. The city's not without blame in this thing. We've really kicked the can down the road for far too long, and one of the issues that I'm going to be bringing up at the next council meeting next week is that we need to find some instant money, and found about $11 million of ready cash simply by refinancing our HERF debt for a year. It's like refinancing your home. You save the money at the front end, and so we should put that into road reconstruction. As far as the state is concerned, one of the reasons we're having a problem with HERF is because they've been sweeping it. HERF is Highway User Revenue Fund money. It comes out of the gas tax, and they've been using it to balance their own budget, and the result is we're dodging potholes all over the town. But so that's another pot of cash that that they need to free up. There is a bill that has bipartisan support that they're going to push through if and when they ever get a budget formed, but the problem is the bill, the language in the bill is very weak. It just says that the state should consider returning the HERF money to the cities around the state. So that's, you know, that's a problem. You know, they need to be more aggressive in terms of the way they're writing the legislation. County dollars, we can talk about the Broadway widening in a second, but the county has $25 million earmarked through a 1997 bond package to widen Broadway. My position on that is use the RTA dollars, $42 million, to do that project and spend that $25 on road reconstruction. So there are a lot of different ways we can get to this. The state's not going to fix our problem for us. So.
The Broadway widening, I believe that project, the RTA project on the Broadway widening begins in 2016. Is that right, Steve?
Well, yeah, but see, there is a problem, Bill, is that they're already starting to design, and they've already begun early acquisition of properties. They're assuming a 150-foot wide six travel lane and two transit lane alignment that's going to take out over 115 to 120 residences and businesses along the north side. This project was based on a traffic analysis that was done in 1987. And what they said was that by this time, they anticipated that we would need to have that width of a roadway. They have now found that we don't need that. And in fact, we had a very well-attended rally on Monday night at the corner of Campbell and Broadway, 6 p.m., and there was nothing even remotely resembling rush hour traffic. So we don't need the eight lanes. We don't need to spend $71 million. The RTA was going to spend $42. The voters approved $42 million for that. And we had over 200 people representing 20 to 25 neighborhoods along that corridor that simply said, we don't think it makes a lot of sense to knock down 115 businesses and residences to do a project that we don't need based on traffic volumes.
So you're asking the RTA, really now the design team, to take a second look at this Broadway widening project now before they get too deep into the project.
Absolutely, and here's the deal, is that they have formed a 13-member citizens task force that's made up of business representatives and planners and designers and representatives from the neighborhoods along the corridor. And what they have done is they, the RTA, they've handed each of the members of this committee what they're calling a charter. It's a 24-page document that describes the project. Embedded within that charter is the commitment by anybody who signs it to only consider design components that fall within the purview of what the voters approved in 2006, the RTA plan. That's the 150-foot wide corridor. And so what we were saying on Monday night was to the RTA, you need to revise this charter before you ask people to sign on to it, because if you're going to ask people to spend their time, volunteer time, citizens, to go in and engage in discussion about redesign, then everything needs to be on the table. And one of the most important things that needs to be on the table is don't design outside of the existing alignment, the six lanes that are there already. And use that money for things like landscaping and bus pullouts and get the bike lanes up out of the road and, you know, things that make sense. But, you know, if you're driving west on Broadway past, this, by the way, the alignment is from Euclid to Country Club. If you're driving west on Broadway and they want to expand that to eight lanes, which is what the plan is, six travel plus two transit, we're inviting more traffic. It's going to make it more difficult and more dangerous for pedestrians. But what happens when you pass under that underpass and go into downtown is you pinch from eight lanes down into two lanes, one going in each direction. So just from a design standpoint, it doesn't make any sense.
Can they revise this without legally? There's no problem. I mean, the voters approved the widening of Broadway. It didn't. The voters didn't have specific details of the widening. Is that correct?
Yeah, and what you'll hear from the RTA is that this was voter approved, and what I'm saying and what lots and lots of people are saying is the voters were sold a bill of goods. The voters were told, you will need this in the year 2030, and the RTA are telling you will need it based on traffic projections. Bill, when the traffic projections don't pan out, the RTA has to have the credibility to turn around to the voters and say, you know what, we were wrong, but we still have $42 million, and you still authorized us to spend it. We're just going to spend it in a more intuitive and more responsible fashion.
Are you optimistic that you can get them to change their mind on this?
Oh, they absolutely need to, because this isn't their money. This is your money and mine. You know, that's one of the fallacies in this whole conversation. Every time we reach out to the RTA or to the other taxing district that we have in this city that's unresponsive, the unelected, the Rio Nuevo Board, they seem to think that they're spending their own dollars. These are taxpayers' dollars. It's not their money. So I absolutely think that we have their attention.
A quick question on Rio Nuevo. Is this just, are we going round and round here with the Rio Nuevo Board?
Yeah, we are. And you started this conversation mentioning the legislature. So
yes.
I guess we can end it with the legislature, too. This Rio Nuevo Board is absolutely working lockstep with some of the legislators, one of whom was supposed to be one of your guests today, Mr. Melvin, writing legislation that is intended to expand the decision-making and spending capacity of this current board. It's the same problem that I have with the RTA board. They are unelected, they are appointed, they're accountable to nobody, but they're spending taxpayer dollars. And that's just wrong. So, yeah, we're going round and round, but we're pretty close. In fact, the city is already authorized. We're going to put money into the TCC, and we're going to do it with or without them, and they can come alongside of us if they'd like to.
Yeah, I do want to point out that we had promoted that Senator Melvin was going to be with us, but they are, I think, pretty close to wrapping up the session. We thank you, Steve Kasachek, for pinch hitting. You are always a great guest. And a quick question about Humberto Lopez and the Hotel Arizona. How big a deal is this with them closing their doors?
Not very.
Their occupancy rate was about 10%, I believe. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah. You're right. I mean, so if this was a property that was, you know, generating a ton of revenue for the city, he wouldn't have closed it, and B, it would have had a bigger impact. But, you know, if I don't know this because I haven't spoken to the guy or any of his people, but if the strategy is to try and leverage the city into cutting a sweeter deal because they close their doors, that's not going to work. Any deal we cut with any developer down there has got to make intuitive sense and economic sense for the taxpayers, or we're just not doing it.
What are you hearing about the modern streetcar and the merchants?
We have regular meetings with them, and all the merchants, there are two feelings. Number one, go shop on 4th Avenue, go shop on Congress, because they are open for business, and they're hurting. They anticipated it. You know, this is only a few years after the 4th Avenue underpass construction, so it's not as though they're unfamiliar with the pain, but, you know, they're going to hang in there, and we're working as hard as we can to get this thing done and out of their way so they can have the streets open as quickly as possible.
Okay, Steve Kasachek, always a pleasure talking to you. I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate the chance.
All right, Steve Kasachek with us on the Buckmaster Show, coming up now on 12:46. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Our friends there at True Continuing Care Retirement Community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Margaret Regan is next.
One of Broadway's biggest hits is on tour and coming soon. Disney and Cameron Mackintosh's Mary Poppins, live on stage. Variety raves Mary Poppins is the rare touring production that over-delivers at every level. And now is your chance to experience it.
Disney's Mary Poppins, May 16th through the 20th at the Tucson Music Hall. Tickets start at $29. Purchase tickets at BroadwayInTucson.com or call 1-800-745-3000.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Bill Buckmaster. We are on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. The Buckmaster Show Arts Report is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. And joining us now for the Buckmaster Arts Report is Tucson Weekly Arts Editor Margaret Regan, the Buckmaster Show contributor on the arts. Margaret, welcome back.
Thanks, Bill.
Good to have you back. You were up in Minnesota where you had very successful talks and about your book.
That's right.
I understand you even got a standing ovation. What in the world?
That was
wonderful.
For me, it was a Unitarian Universalist congregation, and I was talking about my book, The Death of Joceline. And they were so moved by the stories of these migrants that at the end they stood up and applauded.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Let's get on to the busy arts calendar, your piece in the Tucson Weekly that will be appearing actually online by tonight, and the hard copy at all the available places where you usually get the weekly probably tomorrow. Cinderella, presented by Ballet Tucson. Is this the annual dance and dessert concert?
No, that was back in March.
Oh.
This is their, at the end of every season, they like to do a full-length fairy tale ballet, one of the traditional ballets with all the trimmings that people love so much. So that's what this is. This is sort of the gala end to their season. And it's going to be great if there are, you know, almost 100 people in it, including, as you know, they're professional dancers. This is a professional dance company with paid dancers. And it will be, you know, the wonderful story of Cinderella that everybody loves.
That's a story that is timeless, as they say, and that is Saturday, let's see, 7:30 in the evening on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Then Sunday there'll be a performance at 2 in the afternoon, and the venue will be Centennial Hall.
Right, so they use that big stage, and they've got big fairy tale sets. You know, they have the ballroom scene, they have the magical garden where Cinderella is transformed into a beautiful princess and her pumpkin into a coach. And by the way, they're very proud of their life-size coach with wheels that really walks going across the stage.
Ballet Tucson really is a tremendous asset to the dance community, which I know you feel very strongly about.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just finishing up their 26th season, and we've got to hand it to them. They've survived some pretty hard times the last few years, but they're doing it. They're doing really good dance, and they're paying their dancers, which I think is wonderful.
Very good news. Let's switch to the visual arts. A couple of art openings. University of Arizona Museum of Art on the University of Arizona campus. I guess that's this Friday night, isn't
it? Yeah, just a couple nights from now, Friday evening, well, 5 to 7. They're going to have a meet the artist, a young man named Joshua Oliveira, who's a California artist. He showed in Tucson a couple of years ago. You know, the current curator at the museum is Lauren Rabb. She used to have a little contemporary gallery called Sixth and Sixth here in town. And she brought this young man in, and I really liked his work when I saw great big plywood, you know, kind of rugged-looking plywood with paintings with lots of stains on them and chemical interactions. And I remember, it seemed to kind of represent the agricultural terrain of California, where this guy is from. But this new show, he says he's doing work with those same materials, but it's all about archaeology, and it's going back to the distant past.
Talking with Margaret Regan, the Buckmaster Show arts contributor and the Tucson Weekly arts editor, in our arts segment brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, moesgallery.com. Also, there's an artist reception Saturday night, 6 to 10. This is the Contreras Gallery, 6th and 6th in the Warehouse District.
Yeah, that's a nice area there are a lot of little galleries around there, and Michael Contreras and his wife, Nada, run this gallery, and they do a really good job. You know, they're also jewelry makers. You know, Michael Contreras is from a traditional jewelry-making family in Tucson. So he does that, but he's a painter himself, and so is his wife. And then they have these shows once a month of different local artists. This one is going to be fairly realistic paintings by a woman named Nina Duckett. The show has a nice title, Wild Winged Beasties of Arizona. And it's going to be quite different from Joshua Oliveira over at the museum with more abstract work. This is going to be more realistic images of wildlife and plants in the Sonoran Desert.
And a quick plug for our friends at the Tucson Museum of Art. It is free first Sunday, speaking of visual arts.
That's right.
Margaret, that is Sunday, May the 6th. Free admission to all of the galleries, open from noon to 5, so bring the whole family. That's a great way to spend an afternoon this Sunday.
And, you know, I just heard from them today. They pointed out that a work in their current show of Mexican folk art represents the big event that is honored on the holiday of Cinco de Mayo, which is this weekend. Somebody depicted a battle at Puebla in straw.
Wow.
So if you go for free on Sunday, you can see that quite interesting work of art that really fits in with this weekend's holiday.
Anything going on in the music world, Margaret?
Well, yes. If you go downtown, Bill, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of musicians. You know, it's our Tucson Folk Festival, brought to us every year by the Tucson Kitchen Musicians Association. I know my husband is extremely excited about the lineup this year. He plays folk music himself. We're going to have John Coyneman, who's a local guy who has a national reputation, Kevin Pakulas, Bo Soleil, Sabra Falk, big names and smaller local names, contests, you know, local people playing. My friend Steve Cox gets up there every year. He's the retired director of the University of Arizona Press. And it's all free, and it's really fun. You just go down to the plaza, right by the art museum, in fact. And at El Presidio, they have all kinds of stages and food, of course, this being Tucson.
And there are quite a few theater presentations. Steel Magnolias at Arizona on Stage,
mm-hmm.
Temple of Music and Art, and also we've got The Winter's Tale at the Rogue Theater, Shakespeare, going on. The Cocktail Hour at Live Theater Workshop,
right.
That also is going on. So there's
they have a real variety. You know, Steel Magnolias is that kind of lovable, gum-chewing, southern kind of comedy. And then we have The Winter's Tale, you know, a Shakespeare drama. So that's quite different again. And then The Cocktail Hour, a contemporary play. So, you know, we have a lot of small theater companies in Tucson. So you almost every weekend you have a good pick of really different kinds of theater.
And we also want to put a plug in, Margaret, for downtown itself. Downtown is still open, regardless of the work that's going on with the modern streetcar. We heard from Steve Kasachek, councilman, earlier in the program. Folks, come downtown. Support the merchants. They really need your support right now, and the theater and the visual arts people as well.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I was down. I drove downtown recently with great trepidation, not knowing. And it was not that bad at all. If you go down Broadway, turn, make a quick right on Toole, and you can get through there. And there's parking at Hotel Congress. There's parking at the Pennington Garage. Or if you want to come up from the south, you know, up 6th Avenue, you can get in there pretty easily, too.
Okay, Margaret, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Margaret Regan with us on the Buckmaster Show. The Arts Report on Buckmaster is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's is family-run and owned since 1985. They specialize beautiful mirrors, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lawl and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. That's going to do it for the Wednesday edition of the Buckmaster Show, which is also brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates, at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. We will do it all over again tomorrow as Buckmaster continues. We are here Monday through Friday. We are live noon to 1 on KVOI The Voice, AM 1030. We really appreciate your listening. Have a great afternoon. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.